Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:38, 22 till 9, Monday, April 15th. It is Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. We talk with Judy Garrick, now president-elect of the Louisiana Society for Clinical Laboratory Science, as we do almost every year, to acknowledge the lab professionals that play a key role in a healthcare system. And sometimes, good morning, Ms. Garrick, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Sometimes they go unnoticed, don't they? Don't you lab professionals kind of fly beneath the radar in some ways?
Absolutely. We are invisible to the public. They have no idea who's performing all those tests that get ordered by their physician. But we're in the lab performing millions of tests every year, contributing to your physician's interpretation of what's going on with you, what kind of treatment you might need, what your disease, and it's all performed by medical laboratory professionals who never get seen except for phlebotomy. That's who the public sees, but there's so many more people behind the scenes that no one knows about.
What is the career field like for people that are, and give me, if you can, give me some of the maybe professional fields that are, or at least some of the jobs, I guess, occupations that are available, and are kids interested in that these days or not?
They aren't, because they aren't really aware that it even exists as a possibility. They'll go get a chemistry degree or a biology degree, which is fine, but you absolutely cannot work in Louisiana in the lab if you don't get a state license, and to do that is you have to jump through more hoops if you have a chemistry degree or a biology degree. There is a medical laboratory science degree that you can get and put you right in. And once you get in, you can specialize in microbiology or chemistry or hematology or the different departments that make up the laboratory. And we have all levels. We have phlebotomy that draws the blood for patients. We have lab assistants who can perform some low-level complexity testing. We have medical laboratory technicians, which is an associate degree. We have medical laboratory science, which is a bachelor's degree. So there's all the different levels. There's pathology assistants, histotechnologists that all work in the pathology part, which is the tissue and the frozen biopsy and that department of things. So there's many different avenues you can go into in the laboratory.
And this is all across the healthcare spectrum, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Whether it's a disease or whether it's fertility or having a baby or what have you, something positive, something negative, either way, a lab professional's involved. If for whatever reason, Judy, if for whatever reason today, all of the lab professionals would disappear, I'm guessing the healthcare delivery system would grind to a halt.
It would completely collapse. There would be no lab test results. Your physician wouldn't be able to monitor your treatment, wouldn't be able to decide on what treatment to do. It would come to a screeching halt, and people would become very sick because they don't have these valuable test results to guide their physician on how to treat you and how to make you better.
If somebody wants to find out more about, you know, maybe they're listening and in their 20s, don't know quite what they want to do, or maybe they have a kid and they want to maybe look at this about being a laboratory professional, how do they find out more about it?
You can go to www.ascls.org.
Say it again, please.
www.ascls, American Society for Clinical Laboratory Science.org.
All right, thank you. We appreciate your efforts and your work. How's your son, by the way?
I think he's wonderful.
Well, we'll see. Thank you. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Tommy.
Appreciate it. All right. It's Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. That was Judy Garrick, who is the president-elect of the Louisiana Society for Clinical Laboratory Science. The inside joke there, that's Jordan Fiegel, his mother, who produces from an unknown location. Well, she didn't produce him from it. Anyway, let's just keep moving. We'll talk about the Pelicans when we come back on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.